right. Topic two. You've got to pick one.
Oh, yeah. I've got to pick a thing.
You've got to pick a topic.
I just missed all of them. I just shut my eyes and put my hand down and missed every single one of them. Animals.
Animals. We've got them all written down on pieces of paper. That's a weak one. I'll be honest with you.
That's a bit general. Sort of.
Yeah, I can't remember what I was thinking then. I think that was one of the latter ones that I wrote down.
I see.
Do you like animals?
They're all right.
Here's a good one. Are animals more important than humans? Are humans equal to animals? Or what?
We had
a debate about this the other night in the... Oh, you should have seen it in the pub the other night.
We were actually punching each other. That's how violent it got.
It was as close too.
Which in a way kind of proved my point.
Well, right, okay. Let me just explain it to the listeners. I think there was some stage where you were saying that an ant is of equal worth to a human. And I was just saying, so, there's me in front of you or there's an ant. What would you find easier to kill?
And I would find the ant easier to kill, clearly.
Yes.
But that is because I myself am human, and therefore have a problem with killing something of my own species.
Right, but don't you think that because we are a conscious thing, and we can contextualise things, and we have emotion, and we have all the things that humans can do that animals can't, that we are worth a little bit more?
No.
No?
No, because we judge that based on our own perceptions.
Yes,
so everything that we think is biased.
Yes, but if you look at a hierarchical thing, I am more intelligent. An ant is acts completely on impulse.
Who made the hierarchy?
I don't know.
We came up with the idea of a hierarchy, so we put everything in order of a hierarchy, so we put ourselves at the top.
But that's because we're intelligent enough to do it.
Well, yeah, maybe.
It's just my point is that an ant is an impulsive thing. It just does stuff of its own accord. It wanders about. But it doesn't think about things in the same way we do. It doesn't attribute worth to life. It's not going to miss life like we do. And that's why.
How do you know you'd miss life if you were dead?
I don't.
You could be dead. You could go, I really wish I was alive. No, you'd just be dead.
Well, maybe.
You and your atheism.
Well, basically, I don't want to die though.
Why do you think ants run away if you start blowing things up next to them?
No, of course it doesn't want to die, but it's not going to miss. It's not going
to. Well, you're not going to miss death, are you? You'll be dead.
But it doesn't really think about it in the same way as we do.
It doesn't need to.
It's got a tiny little brain. It's a stupid little thing. It's a worthless little thing, and we should kill them all. Well, I hate ants.
that's speciesism. That is.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm sure
there's
a word for it.
Mm.
Genocide.
Okay, so but I mean, ants are an extreme version. You can also think about things like dogs and cats.
No, I don't like dogs.
And right,
so, dogs are the exception.
So humans are more important than dogs. That's
dogs can go to hell.
Or a chicken. You know,
I eat chicken. I eat chicken as well.
And I eat pig, and I eat all sorts.
Matter of fact, chickens eat corn. Chickens aren't more important than corn. I'm attributing this to plants as well. Plants are equally important. Yeah. Basically, everything is equally important in the universe.
I suppose importance is kind of a strange word for it, because everything is important in an ecosystem.
Yep.
And yeah, I suppose I can see that. But I think that we're worth more than corn. We've got more to offer.
Who are we offering this to?
Ourselves, probably.
Yeah, exactly. We're offering it to ourselves.
Yeah, so but corn
I,
is offering...
as a human being, could offer more to another human being than an ant could.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, all an ant could offer is maybe a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I could offer them several leaves.
Mm.
I could offer them a plant. See? See an ant do that.
Yes. Yeah. And, of course, there's always the thought that if there is a higher intelligence to us, then we are the equivalent of an ant to a higher...
So what's an ant an equivalent to this higher... thing?
Exactly.
Ant's like a, I don't know, like a air.
Well, that was exciting. That went
higher
quick.
Intelligences breathe ants, I've decided.